So I remember coming out of my home, and I walked down the road and went across this channel of the river and went across to the other side of the island. And I remember knocking at the door, and the wife answered, and he said, "Oh, James, nice to see you." And then I, of course, my response was, "I'd like to talk to Doug. Is he here?" And so she told me it was in the living room.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from a Cree man who decided to follow Jesus in his youth and through his courage won others to Christ.
My name is James Moses. I'm originally from Moose Factory, Ontario, Canada. I'm actually a Cree Indian. I was born in Moose Factory, and back in 1954, when I was 6 years old, I moved from Quebec to Ontario. And my parents brought me up a real religious way, I guess you would say. I was brought up, you know, to actually go to church. And it was very important to me as a little boy, even when I was a teenager, that a church was a way of life. I never was pushed. I was never forced by my parents. But we were very religious people. We were religious because of, you know, the way we were brought up. But the thing about it is that our lives were empty. My life was empty as a young man and even as a teenager. In our reservation, there was this particular, you know, missionary that had what you call a youth meeting. And what really, I guess, draw me to come to know the Lord, I guess, is by his life, by saying hi to me and inviting me to one day this youth meeting. And, you know, he would have it in a chapel, and we would sit around, you know, and play games, floor games, you know, and all kind of games. And then afterwards, he'd share the word of God to us. Through that, what he shared with us, I began to realize, you know, God was speaking to my heart. I began to realize, hey, there's something here, or there's something here that I need in my own life. So this one particular time, in January the 15th, I believe that was, could be Friday. Well, it was Friday night when he, came over to my place, and he asked me, he said, "James, you know, I'm going down there to the chapel. It's up to you to come for the youth meeting." And I was the only young person that was there that night, because the rest of the young people dropped off and they were not longer interested. So I remember walking in into this building called chapel, and he was, putting two chairs around this, space heater and to keep warm. And there he shared with me the gospel message that I really need the Lord Jesus in my own heart. One of the questions that he asked me was this, and he said to me, "James, do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior?" Okay, why did I need a Savior? I guess, when I think about it, you know, hearing, the Word of God, one of the things I realized is that, even though I was brought up in a religious life, I began to see myself that I was a sinner, that I really, you know, needed the Lord Jesus, and that I needed God. One of the things that I guess, you know, the sins of life that we do sometimes, you know, even though might not really be deep in life, is one of the things is, you know, we lie. And I think that's what I did as a young man. And also taking things that not belong to me. You know, we really like to steal and take things. And I remember, as a young man, you know, we would do that one time when we were just young boys, you know, and somebody had a potato patch or, you know, a garden. We would go in there and take things that didn't belong to us, like turnips, you know. We didn't know what they were, but we ate them anyway, you know, and things like that. And also, I guess what really led me to, in of realizing that too, because when we were just young men, as teenagers too, we, you know, we had gangs. You know, we were a group of boys together forming some kind of a gang and looking for excitement, you know, to attack other people. But I realized that those things were wrong, and I realized that I needed the Lord Jesus. I heard that He loves me. I heard that He died for me on the cross, Calvary, and that He even shed His blood for me so that I could be forgiven for the wrong things that I have done. And, you know, I couldn't say that night. I had a heart. I wanted to say it. I wanted to accept Jesus in my own heart, and I just couldn't bring it out. And so, but one of the things He told me is this. He said, James, if you want to become a Christian, if you want to become a follower of Jesus, don't put it up too long. So the next morning, sometime, you know, I went out to the wood pile and saw some wood, you know, and chopped some wood. And then during the evening, I guess I began, during that day, I began to hear a small little wee voice saying to me, accept Jesus and accept Jesus. And I really believe that it was God speaking to my own heart. So during, right after supper that night, I decided to make up my mind that I will give my life to God, to the Lord Jesus. So I remember coming out of my home, and I walked down the road and went across this channel of the river and went across to the other side of the island. And I remember knocking at the door, and the wife answered. And he said, oh, James, nice to see you. And then, of course, my response was, I'd like to talk to Doug. Is he here? And so she told me he was in the living room. So when I walked in the living room, there he was. And when I held out my hand to shake his hand, and I said, Doug, I said, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And so that was the night that made all the difference. You know, we got on our knees, and I repeat that sinner's prayer of inviting Jesus into my life, into my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior. And that made all the difference. So when I have given my heart to Jesus, and when I asked Jesus to come into my life, into my heart, that was the change. And one of the greatest things that happened to me, I guess, of finding now a relationship with this person of Jesus. And, you know, I didn't find a religion, but I found a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I found that relationship, one of the greatest things that became alive to me, I guess, relevant in my life was what you call the Bible, the Word of God. It's something that I read, you know, I guess you'd say every day for those 2 years. And I would read in the morning, I would read at noon, I would read in the evening. And I would, you know, that was something that I would done. And this is the way then I began to grow in my Christian life. Even at a time when I accepted Christ in Moose Factory, you know, there was a missionary there that even himself discipled me and taught me the Word of God and how to walk with God, the important things that I really need to know to live this kind of lifestyle. So I'm really grateful for that. And I think to me, you know, when I look back, the reality of relationship with Jesus was something that I have discovered. And it's just a matter of my God and I, my Jesus and I, walking together and trusting and depending on the Lord. So that's what happened to my life. And so in my reservation then, say when I came to know Christ, it was my friends that dropped me. I didn't really drop them. And I guess because of my changed life, they began to ask me, and you know, some questions by saying to me, well, James, you know, how come you don't come along with us? How come you don't do this no more? And I would say, you know, I'm a Christian now. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus. And I remember this very clearly one day when I was walking down, you know, the road, and carrying water was a yoke, you know, and I guess 5 gallon pails on each side carrying water. One of the young men asked me one day, and he said, James, he said, how come you don't come along with us no more like you used to? And I said, well, I said, I'm a Christian. And he kind of looked down the road, and he looked at our building we call chapel, you know, and he said, well, where do you belong to? I said, I belong to Jesus. 2 years later, I went to high school, and that's where then I started living for the Lord as well, too. And my greatest desire when I went to high school for those 2 years is to share my faith, you know, what Jesus did in my life. And my goal when I went to Timmins High Vocational School in Timmins, Ontario, was to witness to all the classmates, about 30 young men. But in those 2 years, one of those years, I'm not sure exactly what it was, either my last year, we were downstairs in the library of this high school. I was talking to the librarian, and I said, you know, he said, I really like to share, I said, my life story, what God did in my life. So the librarian looked at me, and then he turned around, he said to the students, he said, could I have your attention? He said, James here wants to share, he said, what God did in his life. So I stood up in the front of these young men, about 30 of them in the class, and in the library downstairs at, you know, vocational high school and in library. And that's where I shared my faith and what God did in my life. So sometime later, you know, I guess in 2 years later, I guess when I went to Bible school, I went back to Timmins, and I was speaking in this, sharing in this church, and, you know, talking about Jesus. And the back of the pew, there was this librarian. His name was Mr. Rascal. And I find out that he was there to come and listen to me. But, you know, one of the men told me in that particular church, he said, you know, James, you know how this guy came to know the Lord? He said, he remembered a young man downstairs in a library in high school sharing about Jesus.
It's refreshing to hear stories like these, stories of men and women who've been rescued by Jesus and never gotten over it. You can tell because they're not ashamed to talk about their Savior and what He's done for them. And not only that, they're sharing with the lost and hurting around them what they've found in Jesus Christ. So, what about you? Has Jesus rescued you? And if so, are you sharing the good news with others? Does your life reflect what the Bible declares about those who are saved? Listen to these words. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. My friend, put your trust in Jesus Christ and follow Him. If you'd like to know more, visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life, or download the Storyteller radio app and choose Hope. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.